Have you ever wondered about your purpose? Do I have a purpose? Why am I here? How is my life going to count? What is the thing that I am supposed to do with the time that I have? Does God have a plan for me? Have you ever wished for a clear sign, a direction? Here it is. Here is the way. Walk in it. Bright flashing lights. This is why you are here. You know, Jesus knew us so well. He knew that we would need that. He was preparing for us to ask that very question. His whole life was lived on purpose, for a purpose. The clear intent of showing us the answer to this question. Jesus was a man who knew his calling. He clearly articulated it after he met Zacchaeus. Remember the little guy who climbed the tree? He was so desperate to see Jesus. Jesus made the most of this encounter. Not only did he call Zacchaeus down out of the tree, but he walked with him to his house. He talked with him. He shared with him. And Zacchaeus was changed by this encounter. He turned his life around. And Jesus responded to him saying, "Your repentance shows that today life has come to you and your household, and that you are a true son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek out and to give life to those who are lost." Jesus knew his purpose. He lived out his purpose. Every encounter Jesus had with people was on purpose, for a purpose. Not only for each of those individuals, but also for those watching, and all these thousands of years later for us reading and listening. He spent his time with intentionality, seeking out and giving life to those who are lost, all of us. Jesus engaged with people who were open to him. He gathered them and he walked alongside them, literally. Jesus and the disciples, his apprentices, walked everywhere. Now, there's great power in walking with someone. Have you noticed when you walk with someone, to begin with, perhaps your strides are different. But as you continue to walk together, you tend to fall into step with each other. The rise and fall of your steps become in sync, and as they do, it's easier for you to stay close together. It's easier to maintain pace and to move together. You know, there's something about walking, looking ahead, moving together, that makes it easier to share together too. Talking, listening. There's something about the rhythm of our steps that seems to make us more open to sharing. Not looking at each other necessarily, but often sharing things that could otherwise go unsaid. Walking in sync, learning together and sharing the same path. Now, I can picture Jesus doing that as he and his disciples, those that he had gathered with him for a reason, on purpose, for a purpose, walking along the road, their feet moving together, the dust rising as they talked, as they shared, as they grew together and did life together. Jesus was intentionally building disciples, followers, training apprentices to be like him. So what is an apprentice? It can be defined as one that is choosing to learn through practical experience from someone who is skilled, learning their trade, art, or calling, learning the habits and patterns of the trade. Apprentices learn by watching, by shadowing, by listening, by walking alongside, and by journeying with their teacher. Jesus was intentionally training his apprentices, modeling to them, showing them through his actions, through his words, how God wants them to live, how to love others, how to draw others to the heart of God, the love of God, and the life that God gives. Training learners who would think like him and act like him and feel like him in the midst of a beautiful but broken world. To be in the world, but set apart from it. Teaching them the Jesus way. And if we choose to follow Jesus, we too must become a disciple, a learner, a fully engaged apprentice of Jesus. The New Testament believers understood that to think, act, and feel like Jesus takes a commitment to follow him, a filling of his Holy Spirit, because it's not in our own power, and a deep and long training walking in the way. Eugene Peterson, who wrote the paraphrase, The Message Bible, also wrote a book on discipleship titled A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, in which he says, Christian discipleship is a decision to walk in his ways steadily and firmly, and then finding that the way integrates all our interests, passions and gifts, our human needs and eternal aspirations. It is the way of life we were created for. We must claim the gift of life that Jesus gives and make a choice to follow after him, to pattern our lives after him, to look at the words of Jesus, to learn the ways of Jesus, to ask him through his Holy Spirit gifted to us, to show us, to guide us, to train us, and then to be willing to take this on and step into living it out. Not only must we learn, but we must try. Yeah, I love learning new things. I love to be creative. And when I want to learn something new, I seek out a pattern. Now I can read the pattern and I can look at the instructions, but it's not until I actually start to do it that I truly begin to learn. Even better if I have someone to show me how the learning becomes so much easier. Jesus is showing us the pattern for true life, for real life in him. The pattern he has is not the pattern of the world, but a pattern that leads to life. We need to see, name, and be set free from the patterns outside of Jesus that lead to death. And by the power of the Holy Spirit in us, we need to learn the ways of Jesus, to see and name and step into the patterns that lead to life through Jesus. Life in our relationships, life in our community, in our calling, and ultimately in eternal life. And this pattern of Jesus impacts everything from our work to the way we use our social media to our communication and the words we choose to use, the way we speak of others when they're not listening, the way we live when no one else is watching. Jesus calls us to follow him, to trust that he loves us, that he came to seek and save us, and to step into being fully engaged apprentices, to learn to walk in the Jesus way. And Jesus promised, as we do, he would be with us through his Spirit. We can lean into his Spirit to change our hearts and our minds, our desires, to shape us to be more like him. Remember, apprentices seek to be like their teacher, and what an example we have. Every encounter on purpose for a purpose. How will we know that we are on the right track? Well, this is what an apprentice should look like. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom that he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. Living as those loved by God, embodying his love in the world, patterning our lives after him, carrying his presence. Now, every encounter Jesus had was on purpose for a purpose. Thomas in his doubt. Peter with his smoky smell of forgiveness. Those on the road to Emmaus seeing Jesus in the victories and the scars. Every encounter on purpose for a purpose. So let's turn our eyes now to the last encounter that the risen Jesus had with his beloved disciples. It says, then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some of them doubted. Well, hang on 2 seconds here. Even though this was another encounter with the risen Lord, some still doubted. The Message paraphrase says, though some held back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. So it is okay to doubt. They saw and they doubted, and we can't even see. So it's okay to doubt. But just like them, even in their doubt, we too must make a response and a choice. Will we follow? Jesus came and he told his disciples this, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Yeah, this was the last encounter with his disciples. This is the most important message. This is the thing that he wanted them to remember. The thing he needed them and us to get. Now imagine being there hearing this. It must have felt overwhelming. Here is the man you have loved. You have followed, you have seen die and be raised again, who is now saying, it's over to you. Go and tell the rest of the world about me. Make disciples. Whoa, what a thing. But Jesus knew his purpose. He was preparing them and us for ours. I have walked with you. I have trained you, I have loved you, I have taken your sins upon myself. I have died for you, I have risen again, and now I am giving you my plan for you. I am entrusting you to take the next step, to take on your purpose, to continue my work, and I will be with you. Are you wanting a purpose? Do you need clarity? Well, here it is. This is your purpose. Go and take what I have shown you, make disciples, and I will be with you. You are not doing this alone. I am with you. So find those that have an open heart. Walk alongside them, train them, show them the patterns to life. Show them as I have shown you. Do you know there are challenges here for us? Maybe you have never had the opportunity to say yes to Jesus, to acknowledge that he came to seek you out and give you real life, that he wants to walk with you, to guide you and love you. If that's you today, we would love to pray with you as you choose the Jesus way and take your first steps on this journey with him. Maybe you are in a place where you have not yet accepted what Jesus has done for you because you have doubts. Well, that's okay. The disciples had doubts and they saw the scars in his hands and feet. They were there and they encountered the risen Jesus. Doubts are okay, but God is calling you. He's seeking you and he wants you to know the real life that he brings. If you have questions, we'd love to help you work through them. We'd love to help you stop standing on the one foot of doubt and move towards Jesus. Maybe you have said yes to Jesus, but you have not yet committed to being a fully engaged apprentice of him, to learn from him, to pattern your life after him. Then make today the day. Commit to following after him wholeheartedly, to see him change you as you follow his ways. Or maybe today you need to take up his challenge to make disciples, to walk in the Jesus way, to allow others to learn from you. Yeah, this is your purpose. Every one of you who call themselves a follower of Jesus, this is your calling. It may seem huge. Go and tell the world about me. It may seem big and scary, but remember, Jesus has modeled this for us. How did he do it? He walked alongside people. Can you go for a walk with those already in your world? He did life with people. Can you do that? He lived out his faith by loving others, showing kindness, compassion, gentleness, and mercy. Can you do that? This call, this purpose to go and make disciples doesn't have to mean traveling to the ends of the earth and being a missionary. It means looking for the people that God is bringing into your life, asking God to show you the people in your world that are open to him, and then coming alongside them. Walk in the ways of Jesus. Live how he modeled we should live. Love how he taught us to love. Pattern our lives after his. May our encounters be on purpose. For a purpose. Be him in the world and remember his promise. Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We're going to hear a beautiful song, and as we do, I encourage you to listen. Listen to the words. And listen to the challenge God is placing on your heart through these final words to his disciples, the Great Commission. Go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. And don't forget the things I taught you. My spirit is with you wherever you go. You have a purpose and I have a plan. Go and tell them about me. Goodbye is not the end. What will your response be? How will you take up this challenge to make disciples? Who is already in your world that God is placing on your heart to walk alongside? Let this encounter with Jesus, our resurrected Lord, change you.